Well, I suppose first of all, with the fee of insurance that's put on us at the minute, that and the entry fee being at the minute $13.75, it leaves the majority of the monies that have been paid for one Dunan. The event is going to Motorsport Ireland reinsurance, as opposed to the running of the event, and the amount of money has never increased for running the event over the last 6 to 7 years, while everything else in costs has been index linked and everything else is going up accordingly. The motor club is hemorrhaging, if you like, for the lack of funds coming forward, and it's just unsustainable.
Yeah.
At the minute, the way we hold it, and if insurance again was to increase, there's no way we could sustain it going forward at this fee.
At what place will Donegal International be next year if that is the case? I suppose the question is, will there be a Donegal International rally in 2018?
Well, I would say, Oisin, to be fair, that's the big question. Will there be? The big question is the insurance, if it's to increase again by another 30%. We can't honestly see it being sustainable, and for to run the event at that amount and manage that fee, and no other support coming from other, let it be local beneficiaries of the event. You know, the event takes in roughly from 20 to 25 million into the county every year, and we just simply don't see that support being returned again to us as organisers and promoters of the event. For the years, the amount of millions are coming in are not being, they're not being shown in our books, and they're not being sponsored towards us. And we would be appealing to local businesses who do very, very well, as we all know, that weekend of the event too, if they see it fit to come forward and make a donation or a period of sponsorship, let it be a room in a hotel, or let it be an ad in the programme going forward, or to sponsor the motor club in some shape or form over the next few weeks. We feel that if we do have the support of Letterkenny and the wider Donegal area, that there is a fair chance that we'll be fit to put a package together again for next year. But again, that's only us. The MI question is to deal with the other clubs around the country.
So the process is in place. You are contacting businesses within the county this weekend to really notify them of the situation and ask, can they help in any sort of way to make sure that motorsport is going to survive in this county, Brian?
There's no doubt, Oisin, that a lot of them businesses know themselves, and they know the weekend, they know who sells out of the most stuff, and we all hear on the Monday about the great weekend they all had, and we'll be just asking them people themselves to come forward, and if they know any person that's in the motor club and would like to contribute, and a lot of businesses are very good, and Letterkenny, a lot of people in Letterkenny are very good over the years historically supporting the Donegal International Rally, and we would just be asking them, maybe some of the newer ones now that are doing so well, to maybe equally as well contribute, and we would intend to give them as much exposure and the likes of the programme over the weekend as possible in return for that.
Kieran, we'll bring you on this as rally manager. You've been working very hard through the years, and particularly over the build-up to the event and over the course of the weekend, but we've sort of heard rumblings of this over the last year or so since the levy was brought in at the start of towards the end of 2016. But all of a sudden there's a panic on here, there's a reality to all this, that rallying, particularly rallying under the motorsport banner, is going to be badly hit, and Donegal is going to be badly affected.
Well, especially for us, that the event that we put on, it's the biggest, it's probably the biggest in the county or in Ireland in general. The amount of money it takes to run our event, we just can't sustain any longer, you know.
Because you've put a system in place for this year that just would help the competitor, and you would look after the levy, but you really can't do that.
We can't sustain the entry fee at $13.75. That's just, the entry fee should really be up in 18 to 2,000 euro. And we need this, as Brian says, we need the support of the pubs and clubs and shops and everything, the business people in the town, to give us a hand here. But opposed to everything else, everybody's struggling, but to keep the event going. And my thinking of it, that for 2018, we have to think maybe that this, to consider moving this event somewhere else. Out of the town.
Yeah, that's the first time that's been mentioned. And if the rally is going to survive, this is one of the options probably that you're going to have to explore, Ciar.
Well, we have to. We have studied at the minute now where we don't like to move it because it's been here for so long. It has moved to Bundoran in the 80s. But we'd like to try and keep it in the town here in this area.
Yeah.
But as I said, we're examining all options at the moment, but we're considering moving it through the gap or somewhere. That's just the bottom line on.
Mm-hmm. 1987 was the year that Ciaran's talking about. A bit of political intervention was needed in that situation, and I suppose it's interesting to note that situation is very similar to what we're in now, because it was down to insurance at that time as well, Eamon.
That's for sure. I so believe go back to the entry. Like, we try and keep the entry. We try the year that our club is based on club men, ordinary men on the street, and that's the people. That's why we try to keep the entry as low as we can now to make sure that they could get to enter the Donegal, and that's everybody's dream, is to do the Donegal.
Yeah.
You know, so, but a lot of people, if it went to €2,000 or something, or 1,800, they wouldn't be able to compete.
Yeah, it's okay maybe for the top 20 to be in that situation. But
top 20, top 50 maybe, but not the clubman at the end of the end of the field.
Yeah, and then I suppose you're in a no-win situation, because if them guys can't pay it and the money's not coming in for the entry.
Yeah, you don't have an event.
You don't have an event because it's running at a bigger loss than what it is.
Mm.
So it is. And what about funding, Brian? Where you're here to ask businesses to help with support and make donations to the motor club and help the rally out if these increases continue. But is there any sort of funding there that the motor club could explore that maybe could help the situation as well?
Well, we're doing our best on lines there from different authorities giving funding there, and no doubt they do okay as far as we're concerned. We could never have enough. The more we get, the better, and the better you could make the event. But for next year going forward, we're going to have a very, very serious look at all sources of funding, and I've no doubt, all going well, come the autumn time, we'll need to have a serious look at the next year's event and if it's going to happen and how we can sustain it in the future in relation to funding and fundraising. Other clubs are doing bits and pieces at fundraising too, and we intend to do make our own efforts at raising funds. But again, it's only a short-term fix at this stage for something that needs a longer-term solution.
That's from on the International World Cup, but what about the other events that the Donegal Motor Club are on? We've got a forestry event, for example, next weekend, which is going to be based out of Donegal Town. The Harvest, which is a very popular event for the Donegal Motor Club, takes place at the start of October. What sort of impact is going to be on them events, Ciar?
Well, it's to get the, first of all, we have to get this international, this year's one through first, get that cost. And then it's up to the COC of the Harvest to get his budget sorted out. He will probably find it.
Will this situation have an impact across all the events?
It will across the board.
Yeah.
You know, the insurance for motorsport, even the hill climb we'll be running would be affected in this as well. You know, so it's serious at the minute if we don't get it. Because, as Ryan said, we only have one insurance company. And they can give you a quote of pick a figure of the sky and give you a coat. We can't sustain that.
What's the other options, Brian, for clubs around the country? Because all events are going to be affected in some sort of way here. Does the motor clubs now have to come together and try and find a solution as one major party to all this?
Yeah, well, all clubs had to submit their intended dates for next year by the end of last month there, by Saturday, Sunday, and what they intended to do next year. I'm not sure of what the outcome of that was and how many people are intending running events for 18 as yet. You had 34 stage rallies this year included, and that's what the insurer quoted for. Most of them are based on an average of 100 entries per event. Now, this has fallen a lot in the events so far this year. I think maybe there's only two that exceeded. So your average is considerably lower than the 100. How that will be treated at the end of the year, I'm not sure. The funds will still have to be paid for by Motorsport Ireland, so there'll be a shortfall again. So again, they'll be dipping back into their tank again on that one.
So let's maybe just put this into perspective once again. Eamon, you have been COC now for quite a few years. You've also, of course, competed in the Donegal International Rally. There's been over 40 years of action in the county. The reality of all this, first of all, if it continues with the increases and there's not much help there, there will be no Donegal International Rally after this year.
I honestly couldn't see it going forward on the way we have been operating, like, you know, and foreseeable future, we can't seem to be able to do that again.
Well, we'll just go back to maybe one of the options, Kieran, you touched on it, about moving the rally away from Letterkenny and maybe to another part of the county. Would there be other areas, because the motor club works closely with other areas, that would be interested in this? And is there a possibility or an opportunity there that this could become a cross-border event to help at survival?
Well, I don't know about a cross-border event as such. By moving it, say, north of Gap, we'd want to keep our stages, the famous stages we have, the High Glen, the Knockalla, the Fanna Drive. But if we moved it somewhere else, maybe lost them stages. But it's only an option at the minute that we're looking at.
Yeah.
I just can't confirm it. We're actually moving.
Yeah.
But we've been here for so long down and doing these stages. Maybe competitors wants a change too. So it'll be up to the next COC, whoever he would be, you know, to take over or to replace Eamon, or if Eamon goes forward again or whatever. I just couldn't answer that. But my views of it, actually, Ronan, from a finance point of view, I think we should be considering somewhere else.
And Brian, how much of a say will Motorsport Ireland have in how the format of the Donegal Rally, if it continues next year, and what will it run stage-wise, days-wise, venues, how much of an input and a say do they have on it?
Donegal is the biggest, probably the benefit that Motorsport Ireland has in relation to insurance this year, because it'll run 170-odd cars, and that's where they get the maximum over the average of 100. So it's the biggest single event to them over the period of the year, because there's very few has a full entry by Donegal in it. That I would see Donegal has been the best thing that they would have in relation to it, and it's been the 3 days and getting a full entry. So, and it's unique in its own right for the period of time that it is running, for 3 days, that people want to come to it. People do want to be in Donegal, and, you know, the cost is one thing, and if it's affordable, and that's where the competitor, and as Eamon says there, it's priced to suit the competitor here at the back of the field, not so much at the front of the field, because the first 10 or 20 probably don't really care too much of the entry, or they're probably not paying themselves anyhow. But it's the last 20 that you need them to work on it, and in relation to that, that's where Donegal is unique, and I feel that Motorsport Ireland will have to take a different view on Donegal International as being the key event in the year in international rallies, as opposed to maybe some of the events that have a lesser entry.
To keep Donegal the way it is, just finally, Brian, you're asking for support once again, and if we just go the last 5 years, it's estimated that there's been over 125-30 million brought into the county by the International Rally on the weekend, the third weekend in June. And to keep that, I suppose, flow of money coming in to the county, the event has to keep going at the level that it's at, and you're asking businesses to roll behind the event a bit more now over the coming year.
That's exactly it, Oisin, yeah. And entries are flowing in very well, and I have no doubt that there will be a good entry for the event. But what we'd be asking now is the people that are doing well over the period of time, in the weekend and the recce weekend, to reinvest in us as a motor club, to bring back this event again for next year. No different to let it be a festival committee or whatever does well in a certain area. We're asking them now to reinvest in us, dig deep, and support us as much as they can for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I'll just bring Kieran on a note as well, because it's not just Letterkenny here. Mm-hmm. It's the wider area, and you've had the use of businesses outside of Letterkenny, like Sebabla Fay, even into Strabane in recent years.
We used facilities of Strabane last year for accommodation.
Yeah.
We're used Downings, Farad, is Sebabla Fay, and Stenarler. And every B&B in the county was chock-a-block. You couldn't go to a bed last year at all, and it's probably the same this year again.
Yeah.
because most hotels there at the moment are booked already for the event. And as you know, in the international, when people come to it for the first time, they just book for the next year. Our accommodation for next year will be here next year again. Mm. And we really want to try and keep that here if possible. Mm. But as Brian says, if we haven't the support from the local businesses, we can't sustain it. Yeah. Just can't.
Eamon, I'll bring you in one final time as well. How's plans going for this year's event? Because we're now under, what, about 6 or 7 weeks away from the 2017 running of the event. You're the man at the helm, the man in charge. And I suppose you've got good weather at the moment for all your hard work you're putting on.
I wish we could keep a couple of days like this for June, like, but hopefully we will have good weather in June. But now plans are going on well. Entries are opened. Entries are as Kieran said, are coming in nice and steadily. Like, so we're looking to have a good full field day.
Yeah,
and a good entry. Like, you know, I think a good interest in there from a lot of the top guys as well. Like, you know.
Yeah. Is there much change, or can we expect much change stage wise and format wise this year?
It's much the same but different.
That's a great answer we're going to get. Yeah. Well, we won't have all the big classics as usual in there. You're not going to give away too much anyway. Listen, gentlemen, thanks for coming into the studio, and I know this is an issue that has been, I suppose, weighing heavily on the minds of you guys and a lot of on the motor club, and in particular competitors and spectators as well. And to have that thought that the Donegal International may not happen from 2018 is a scary thought for a lot of people in the county. So all I can do is wish you all the best with your future plans, and hope you get the support and the response that you're looking for. And we're looking forward to June this year, and hopefully we'll be looking forward to June in 2018 as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you too, Ashton. I'd just like to say a wee word on that, and thank you very much for all your help and support over the years in Highland Radio, and you know exactly what Highland Radio and the Donegal Rally works together, and they know exactly what it brings to Letterkenny. So I'd like to thank you again for all your support over the years on it.
Yeah, and we hope to be working together in the near future for a while as well, Brent.
You will.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you. Thank you.